Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, A Dead Faith Versus, A Dead Faith Versus a Living Faith. James is very clear in saying, But do you want to know, O foolish man, the faith without works is dead. Compare James 2:14-26. James is forthright in challenging the idea that true faith can be devoid of works. Such a position is foolish. The word foolish refers to that which is empty or senseless. Such a position is folly because it ultimately results in spiritual disaster. James repeatedly makes the point that faith without works is dead. This is what the foolish man needs to know. It's not okay to have a faith that has no evidence. Such a faith is not legitimate. It is folly to think that it is okay. Three times in this chapter, James says that faith without works is dead, as seen in verses 17, 20, and 26. So one claims to have faith. That is good. But James would challenge us a bit and say, But do you have the right kind of faith? The right kind of faith is seen in our works. We're not saved by works. But if we have a living faith, it will demonstrate itself in works. Only a living faith is a saving faith. Charles Spurgeon said, The child of God works not for life, but from life. He does not work to be saved, but works because he is saved. John Bunyan, in Pilgrim's Progress, wrote, At the day of doom, men shall be judged according to their fruits. It will not be said then, Did you believe? But were you doers or talkers only? In Ephesians 2:8-9, Paul emphasizes that we are saved by grace through faith, but then goes on to say in verse 10 that we are created in Christ Jesus for good works. God saved us so that we might reflect a changed life as seen in our good works. We're not saved by good works, but for good works. God didn't just save us so we could go to heaven. God didn't just save us so he could showcase us in eternity as a trophy of grace. No, even right now in history, God wants to showcase us as trophies of his grace as seen in the good works that we do as a result of a changed life. God saved us so that we might do good works to glorify him. Here is where Paul and James come together. Some people have tried to play off Paul against James, claiming that Paul emphasizes grace and James emphasizes works. In reality, they are in complete harmony. Paul emphasizes that faith is to the end that it produces good works, and James emphasizes that faith without works is dead. The common ground is Ephesians 2:10, which shows that the evidence of God at work in a person's life is good works. If we are truly God's workmanship, if we are truly his new creation, then the expectation is that this will be reflected in the life. 1 John 3:10 says, In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. The works are the fruit, not the root of salvation. Works are the evidence of salvation, not the basis for it. Note in Ephesians 2, there is a contrast in view. As those who were dead in trespasses and sins, we walked according to the course of this world, as we functioned under the influence of Satan as sons of disobedience, Ephesians 2:1-3. But now, as those alive in Christ, we are called and empowered to walk in good works to the glory of God, Ephesians 2:4-10. The contrast is between two lifestyles, and between and behind them are the two contrasting masters of Satan and God. When we are born again and reflect good works, this is evidence that a changed life has been brought about by God supernaturally. F.F. Bruce said, We shall show that we are his workmanship by the works which we perform. Those who continue to walk in the trespasses and sins which characterize the unregenerate show by that they are not God's workmanship, whatever professions they make. End of quote. Note the key phrases in Ephesians 2:4. But God, in verse 4, and in verses 5 and 8, by grace. This is what has made all the difference in our lives as believers. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.